there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. This week on Life's a Beach, it is an award-winning actress. Coronation Street, Gentleman Jack, Dr. Foster. Basically, if it's any good, she's in it. I was watching her last night in Vigil on BBC One and I'm already hooked. Tray tables up, Toblerone down. It's BAFTA award winning Sarancho. Final boarding call for Saran Jones. Thank you. Now, the last time I saw you was on RuPaul's Drag Race. We sat together, didn't we, as judges?
I'd love to be dragged up. But like, I'd like to go and be the family resemblance. Can you not get the ex-judges on?
And also, we were at a, I didn't know you were there. It's only when I saw on social media. We both went to see Madonna.
Oh, my God. Were we there the same night?
Yeah. Because I went, oh, my God, you were there.
She was just brilliant, wasn't she?
All hits. All killer, no filling. How many hits has that woman got?
Oh, I loved it. And it was just so evocative for me. Like, I didn't know many people that we were surrounded by, but it didn't matter. We were just all in it.
Yeah.
And then everything went a little bit wrong, didn't it? And she had to tell stories.
I know. She went to go open your heart and it just didn't come out. And you knew someone was going to be fired.
Got the shit kicked out of them that night. I'm sure, yeah.
But my one criticism... I'm going to go there. That leg brace. You're telling me someone backstage couldn't have got a glue gun and some rhinestones and put it on. I mean, it was like something when I pull a muscle at Fitness First. It was just a blue support stocking.
Bob the drag queen doing there if he didn't have his stitching things? I mean,
serving leg brace realness. Death drop. I mean, I loved it. But come on, love, mate, or flesh coloured or something.
Something, yeah, it was blue, wasn't it?
It was blue and it was quiet because she's singing erotic and then you're looking down at the blue leg thing and you're like, maybe not. But I mean, just a bit of rhinestone, just a bit of tinsel, glitter, fucking anything.
Tinsel, yes, yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay, what kind of a traveller are you?
Well, I've travelled a lot this year and I'm not used to that because normally it's like northern shows, so I'll go up north or whatever. But I've been up north, I've been to New York, Boston, Germany, Morocco, Scotland, France. I've been all over the place this year and I'm an overpacker.
Oh.
Is my big issue.
Oh. How many suitcases did you take? Are you like Paris Hilton when she turned up at 27?
No, no, I try. No, that's the trouble. Like, I try to put it all in at like,
no.
Oh, I'll just take this case and then I'm shoving it in and I'm sitting on it and then I'm think I have to pay the extra. It's, and I, you know, I love watching packing videos. Like Trini Woodall does like a packing video thing every time she goes away. Love it.
Really?
But I don't know. I think that might make me a better person if I could.
Oh, okay.
Pack like Trini.
Trini. Yeah. Pack like Trini. I mean, I'm a bugger for like chargers, lots of wires. And then, of course, I always leave my charger still in the wall as I leave as a little thank you, guess.
And then you have to buy another one.
Yeah, you know, because why do I never check the sockets? I don't know.
So Trini Woodall would say you need to get your own little packing thing and a thing that you say put chargers on a label. You're not interested, are you?
No, I have. No. I did glaze off then, but I was hoping you hadn't seen it.
No,
because that tea has steamed my lens up, so I was hoping my frosted lens.
It's only because I'm used to it, because my husband is like, please, and he actually bought me a labeler in the end to shut me up.
And
said, if you want to go label something, here's your labeler. But yeah, no, so not good.
And you're travelling all over because of work?
Because of work this year, yeah. Yeah.
You are good. Yeah. You are good.
Well, you're used to that.
Yeah. But I mean, I had that thing that happens in sitcoms when I went to Canada, the carousel coming round and some dirty pants, like a tongue coming out of the...
Of your bag?
Yeah, the zip rope. It wasn't comedy... I'm trying to think of a dildo. Like, no, they weren't like, you know, like bumless trousers. It was just a pair of pants, the gusset coming out like a tongue.
Because you hadn't shut the thing.
Yeah, and I think I got a shoddy padlock because my code is 000. I know you're not meant to call it that, but I can't really think.
If anyone happens to see Alan Carr's suitcase, now you know the code. If you want to see those crusty pants... You may open.
I've changed it to 111. So there. Try and outwit me. No, so that happened to me. So you've never had that? You've never had like your clothes rip open or...
No, but I always put a pair of pants and some kind of outfit in my travel bag.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Just in case that happens, because it happened to a friend once. So I always a clean pair of pants, clean pair of socks and maybe a little nightgown or something like that in my travel bag.
So also, if the plane does go down on water, which is very rare, they tell us, you look fabulous as you're on that iceberg.
Exactly.
Fresh knickers.
Fresh knickers and a new outfit. And my new nighty over my thing. Yes.
Channeling RuPaul. Iceberg realness. Oh, that's amazing.
But my husband, I would say he's not a good traveller. So there's quite a few arguments. So he's quite an anxious traveller, and he said it's because since he had a family, he has the responsibility and the anxiety of having us and he wants to get us through the airport and all that stuff.
Oh, that's quite
sweet.
Oh,
it's fucking annoying. I mean, it can be. It's very sweet. I will say it's sweet because I don't want to upset him. It's sweet, but the anxiety comes out in like he wants to take us to an airport 5 hours early when my son was... Like
No.
Because then my boy was just like, we were just walking up and down. I was like, why are we here 5 hours early?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to be sure that we'd get the flight.
And you know, there's only so many times you can mince around Sunglasses Hut.
Yes, exactly.
And if you've got sunglasses, then it is quite boring.
The money I spent at those shops.
Like, my ex was the opposite. If his name wasn't called out, can you please get to the gate? He hasn't had a good one. So I needed somewhere in between. Yeah. I like to get there, but not ridiculous, but then I don't really like, can Mr. Carr please come to the gate?
No, and then everyone's shocked.
Yeah, and they hate you, don't they, when you walk down the aisle. Sorry. Loads of sunglasses. So listen, Vigil.
Yes.
How's this happening? Is it? It's not on a submarine, this second one, is it?
No, she had to pack lightly. Getting on the submarine and being dangled down from the...
I know you're a fantastic actress, but that... Do you know how suffocating that was in that thing? Because I suffer with that. Even when I put my hand in a packet of Pringles, you know, a tube of Pringles, I get the hives come out. So, I mean, how did... I bet you weren't even in a tube, was you?
I was in a half tube, and then they put the other half on top of me. But there was a man called Andrea at the end, and he had hold of my feet, and he said, if you get, you know, too panicked, we are going to fill up the... So all that was right. And he said, but just kick me if you need to be pulled out.
Oh, okay.
So I did have that. But I know I did. I said, oh, you've got three goes at this and then I can't do any more.
It looked so... Didn't it? It was proper, like, yeah, it's uncomfortable watch.
And it was at the time of, like, so just after COVID, when the nation was full of anxiety anyway, and then everyone was desperate for these TV shows, which is why I think it did so well, because everyone was like, where's the new content? To have a show that was so anxiety-making, that did so well, was bizarre, wasn't it? But people loved it.
No surprising that it's coming back. So not on a summary. I know you can't really give anything away, but can you just give rough ideas what you're doing?
She goes on a plane. She only has a backpack.
Fresh knickers and things in the backpack?
Oh, fresh knickers. Oh, of course. Amy Silver. Oh, yes. They're a bit different design to mine, but yeah. Definitely cotton fresh. But I tell you something. So she goes off to... So this time, the MOD, Ministry of Defence, asked for Amy to do another report. So there's a disaster on an airbase to do with drones, and there are fatalities on Scottish soil, so Amy is asked to go. And then she ends up in... the Middle East, which was filmed in Morocco. Ooh. So it's Scotland and Morocco, and it's of similar content, as in there's two investigations, one by the brilliant Rose Leslie, who's Kirsten, who's my on-screen missus, who's now pregnant, so we're having a baby.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you. I'll take it. But you know, when it's a character and you're like, oh, thank you. Oh, no, it's not really me. And because Rose was really pregnant as well. So
that does help.
Yeah, so she was kind of waddling towards the end. So it's brilliant, but it's very different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. I'm quite claustrophobic and anxious. Is my anxiety going to come up again?
Yeah, I think it might, Alan.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, but it's like the scale is big. And filming in Morocco, it was so hot. And when you are... I was going to say an elderly, but I mean a slightly older, mature. I'm not an elderly. I'm not an elderly woman.
No, clearly not.
But, you know, slightly perimenopausal. Let's say that.
All right, yes.
You know.
I think I am the way I'm sweating. I run for a sandwich and a cup of tea, and look at this. It's like, I'm like you in that inner tube.
Oh, my God.
What's that? Is Alan's had a cup of tea? He's that unfit. Yeah.
The heat. I mean, at one point you could have roasted a chicken on mine and Romola's, Romola Gary, who's also brilliant in it, and Dougray Scott is in it as well. They're our new characters.
Oh.
But yeah, well,
I have a soft spot for him.
For Dougray. Mm. Do you?
I've seen in an interview you said he's daft and hilarious.
Oh, he is. He's like stupid. Yeah. Like, so funny. Because you wouldn't think that, would you? You would love him. Oh, you need
he
to
comes
him
across
here.
As quite stern and severe.
No, you'd have a right laugh.
Oh, good.
I think all of these actors are very professional and like love their craft, but they're actually all equally a bit silly, which is right up my strata.
Yeah, you need a laugh, don't you? I suppose you do when something's quite intense.
Exactly, yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Alan Eyre is about to go underwater, so if you'd like to put on your water wings and flippers, thank you.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork. Just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology. Skincare with a face. Subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Where did you go on holiday as a child?
Always in a car. Always at like 4 or 5 a.m.
Yeah.
To beat the traffic.
My dad used to say beat the traffic.
Yeah. So it'd be like everyone would be tired, getting in the back with the duvets on top of us, or a sleeping bag, whatever.
We always used to eat the sandwiches that my mum prepared just as we left our own close. You know, we'd get to the end of the road, I've eaten all my ham sandwich, and then we'd have to go, Mum, we're starving, we don't eat your food, you know. Yeah.
And you know what? I still love a sandwich. Obviously, you've just got me one.
Oh, you love a sandwich. You will be getting the invoice. I know you keep saying, Alan got me a sandwich. I've got the receipt.
My agent's there like that. I've got the £2.50. In silver foil, there's something so like nostalgic. Mm. And so now my husband and my boy love, we like a car picnic.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it.
It is nostalgic foil, but not when it's egg.
No.
Because that's like a dirty bomb.
Oh, when you open it.
Oh, you're going, oh, look, foil. Yeah. This reminds me of, this is egg. Because it just sort of keeps the egg in and it comes out.
Yes.
So eggs.
But the but tuna.
That's, you know, it's like I got you cheese and pickle. Then I got you a posh one deli. And I love you. You went for the cheaper version. You went for the white. I thought, oh, she's an actress. Better get the one on rye. And you went straight for the cheaper one.
I'm also working class northern at the heart, my love. I'm like, whoa, I love that.
So you like that. And then where would you go? Cornwall.
Yes. So we've got a really big family and we would rent a house. And so me, my mum, my dad, my Auntie Barbara, my Nana Bertha, Auntie Jean, Auntie Christine, they would all come, and then the cousins would turn up at different times, and we'd look over like St. Ives and Carbis Bay. Such good memories. And then we had two quite bad tragedies in Cornwall with my Nana Bertha, and then with my mum later on. So I didn't go for a while. And then I got married and I really thought, actually, it's a beautiful place. I need to go back. Mm. So we started going to Foy, which is also glorious, like Daphne du Maurier.
We're at Rebecca Jamaica-in and
beautiful.
All that. Lovely.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. So, but we haven't been for a while.
It's funny, isn't it? Because when you think about holidays, everyone just thinks about, oh, do you remember the good times? But sometimes you have something and you go, oh, I can't. I'm not ready yet to go back. Mm. It's strange, isn't it? Holidaying and travel and how it can. And sometimes it's nice to go back to something, because I went back to San Francisco recently and it's really changed. And when you go back, sometimes it's like when you pick an old book up that you read, you're a different person. You have a different experience. So it's always, that's what I love about traveling, going back sometimes. You go, I don't know what I'm saying, but you know, it's just you've changed.
Yeah.
You've adapted, you've matured, you have different tastes. And sometimes that's nice.
Do you know the Witches, the film with Angelica Houston? And so there's a huge hotel called The Grand, and that's in Newquay. And exactly that, I always wanted to stay there. Mum and Dad couldn't afford it. So I took Lawrence and my boy there, and it didn't do what I thought it would do as, you know, I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to meet Angelica Houston and be turned into a mouse. I actually must have thought that.
Yeah.
But it was still lovely, but it wasn't, it wasn't what I thought it'd be.
Me and Tom Allen, you know, the comedian, we both, very weirdly, he grew up in Bromley, I grew up in Northampton. We both had enough. Separately went to New York. Obviously, I'm older than him. But we went to New York for like a camp fun time, and we both said, it's funny, it was just a bit of a disappointment, New York, but we wanted to bump into Liza Minnelli on Broadway and Barbara Streisand saying, hey kid, get in the car, come on, let's do a show. And it was completely stupid and naive, but somewhere had that, and we both thought, it was a bit of a disappointment, you know, the city that never sleeps. Did sleep.
And you had to book things yourself and all that stuff.
Yeah. And we would end up in a youth hostel. He ended up in the Starbucks, he says. But it was funny, isn't it? It does have that kind of...
Do you know, I went to New York and I was filming something this year. I actually bumped into... I saw this person looking at me as I was filming outside of one of the shows. And it was Miss Cracker.
Drag Race.
Yeah. And she waved at me and I went, hi, because I was thinking, oh my God. Yeah. And we had a lovely chat. So I was like, how bizarre that, you know, we bumped into each other.
That's amazing.
I know.
Hi, bitches. I'm serving panini baguettes and quavers. No, I really am. I'm serving paninis, baguettes and quavers. Do you want one? We'd only take credit cards. Thank you.
So tell us about your worst holiday. And we're not shaming places here because, you know, but is there anywhere that just maybe the rain was a bit too much, the hotel was a bit ropey, or you had an argument?
So Paris, which should be like the, you know, the most romantic place in the world.
Yes,
it's bon. All of that.
Yes.
So me and Lauren.
That sandwich just came up.
Sorry about that. Can you edit that bit out? People listening going, oh, God.
Was that a pickle? Rebounded off Alan's glasses.
Oh, sorry. Apologies. You should drink the tea, not put it down. So me and Lawrence, when we first met, we went to... He was working for a magazine and he had a room at the George Sank.
Oh, nice.
And the Best Western. So one room each because he was reviewing and he had an afternoon tea and an evening meal at the George Sank booked as part of the review thing. Anyway, we went and we'd only just met. So he looked like, I don't know, Rhett Butler, and I looked like Audrey Hepburn because we dressed Parisian.
Yeah. And it's your first early days you want to get. Yeah. You're not going to turn up in a slanket and Uggs.
No, but also you don't really want to go to Paris dressed like you're a TV Parisian, you know, with like the brooch the, you know, the black and white skirt and the big, I had a big
doing mine,
jacket.
White face,
I
beret,
was basically,
can't
but
get
had,
through
yeah.
the door,
yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll pull my this rope, yes. I'm on a bike.
Not getting to know each other at all, just like on show for each other. So we stayed at the George Sank, which was beautiful. And then we had afternoon tea and pretty much everyone was in tracksuits around us. You know, they were just like lounging out. You know, they were, you know, very rich and relaxed.
Yeah.
And we weren't. We were just on edge, like asking each other questions. And then he took me out that night. And then the day after he said, oh, we missed our, we had a booking for the restaurant at the George Sank. So we missed that because we'd gone for a walk and probably argued. Yeah, it wasn't good. So we had to revisit Paris in our tracksuits and not in the poshest place. And we had a lovely time. But yeah, it was...
But you know, I wish people did dress up for dinner. I know I sound like an old fart. I don't like to see a crock at the dinner table.
No.
Call me old-fashioned, Saran. I don't want to see a crock or a hoodie. I mean, what's wrong with putting a shirt on?
I love to dress up. And we don't get out much.
When you said Audrey Hepburn, did you have the old... You weren't like proper, like...
I did used to smoke then.
No, no, but you weren't like with the cigarette holder and the cat.
It wasn't far off. Like, I mean,
stars,
you know,
in your eyes. Really... Tonight I'm going to... Oh, because you was Madonna on Stars in Your Eyes.
Twice.
Wicked.
I know. One as loosely... I don't know how I got away with this, but it was Catherine Zeta-Jones as... Roxy in Chicago. Was she Roxy?
Oh, that jazz, yeah.
I did all that jazz and then I did Madonna.
You love dressing. Well, you're a fucking actress.
I love dressing up.
Of course,
But we needed to, as a couple, take all of that away and just go and have a nice time, which we did.
Yeah. Can I say, can we talk about Dr. Foster very shortly?
Do it, yes.
Can we talk? You'd come in... from work and then you'd pour yourself a glass of wine.
Yes.
Now, I am a very keen drinker.
Yes.
But some of the measurements in that wine, I mean, you were like, oh, what a day. I mean, it was like one of those wine glasses you get from Amazon. We can have a whole bottle. You know, like when you're an alcoholic, but you don't want people to know.
Yeah,
just having the one. I mean, I would be either, if I had those measurements, and I consider myself quite a lovely drinker. I mean, I would have a kebab. I'd be fighting. I'd be in a skip.
Well, she did make a few plans, didn't she? I mean, you know, that probably fueled quite a few of those oh, I'll go to that guy and put a cigarette out on him, you know, one of my patients.
No, but it did make me laugh. Yeah. I was like, oh, your measurements.
She was very stressed. Yeah. And she's a doctor.
Yeah, I mean, they do drink a lot, don't they? They say, that's why they always, when you go to the doctor, they always times it by three, don't they, when you say, because I say, oh, yes, I just have like half a glass, and then I can see him putting 12 bottles.
I don't think he means all doctors.
No. No, yes. That's a sweeping generalisation.
Yeah, just Dr. Foster.
Yes, some of them are on drugs. I'm joking. I love you, doctors. Big up to all the doctors.
Excuse me. Is there a doctor on board? Dr. Foster? Oh, my God. Can I have an autograph?
Who have you bumped into on holiday that's famous? Have you holidayed when we're famous? We've had Beyonce, Jeremy Kyle. Ooh. We've had every... Oh, God, we've had everyone.
That's quite a range, isn't it? Yeah. I have... So, quite a few, actually. Mm-hmm. We were in a line. Can't remember where we were going. Probably LA. And my son was in, you know, the pouch... Pouch? Yeah. A baby pouch thing. And grabbed someone's rucksack and it was Tom Hardy. So he turned round and was like, I think he was going to say, oi. And then he saw that it was my little bubba and he smiled.
That's nice because I do like Tom Hardy. I'd be really pissed off. He's like, get that baby away from me.
No, I think he was,
He's adorable. Yeah, I love gorgeous. Tom.
And then Anton Dubek and his little twins.
Oh!
And when my boy was small. I don't know him, but he was sat with his wife having some soup or something. that was nice.
You got photographed. You're like Predator, that jungle.
I love a and people spot.
He's having soup. Just remember that bit of information.
How old are the twins?
He had a napkin. He was wearing a blue shirt.
Will he dance for me? I don't know. Is it too soon to say?
He told me the funniest story on Dubek. He's so funny. Remember, he was up a mountain skiing and he hate it so much? And then he went, I'm just walking down the mountain. So he walked down and was slowly sinking. And then at the bottom, I think, was he just
into the snow. Oh my God.
Up to his head. I'm walking down and he's slowly sinking. And he was just like, I think half of Anton Dubek just poking out of a snowdrift.
Isn't he making Strictly Brilliant?
Oh, I love it.
I mean, when he doesn't make sense, he just says does the noises.
Yeah,
I love it. So here's a good one for you. I had to text Julie Hesmondolsh from Hayley. And I said, Hayley, I said, Julie, where were we when we were up a mountain, not with Anton Dubek, and Chris Tarrant was there and Robson Green and Terry Gilligan and I think and Deck. And I was thinking, or have I just had some kind of strange dream. She said, no, you're right. We were in Lucerne in Switzerland with ITV and they took us on a holiday because Coronation Street was being inaugurated into the Ice Cave TV Museum.
Wonderful. And we all remember that like it was yesterday.
How much you can say to that, isn't
You've
there?
Had some cheese. You've had a cheese wheel, camembert wheel.
There was hot cheese up there. There was.
You've demanded a cheese wheel.
I've had a life.
Chris Tarrant's run down the mountain to Tesco Metro. You've demanded carbs.
I mean, what a life.
Well, you really couldn't write it.
You couldn't write that.
I don't even believe it happened, to be honest.
Julie Hesmond, I've got the text, she said. Darling, it was.
It's the strangest thing.
And we went into this ice cave and it actually happened. And I found the picture of me and Jude.
There is pictures.
Oh, no, there is. We're not both on drugs. don't you think, like back in the day, like so when I was in Corrie, which is 25 years ago. I know. So I did like all the Saturday TV shows and... you know, the Saturday Night Takeaway or the boys did Chums. And we were always doing all like Children in Need. It was such a good entertainment style of TV, wasn't it?
Well, I remember, like, when I started doing Friday Night Project and you get more famous, and then I fell into that trap where people were saying, oh, God, he's on everything, and I get that. But what people don't understand is, you know, you're working class, you're on the telly. I got asked to go on Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmare or to go and do Location or something like that. And you go, yes, and you want to go on everything because you watch these shows on the telly, and then... And it's not your fault that they stick them all out of bloody once and think, oh, here he is again. But, I mean, people forget that. It is such a wonderful thing you get. There doesn't seem to be that much fun these days. No, I mean, there don't seem to be those crazy shows which you go on, you know. But, no,
live experience.
Yeah, and when you first start doing it and people recognise you and want photos and autographs and you get asked to go on shows, it is magical. I always remember those Friday night. And then when I hosted the Q Awards. And Paul McCartney goes, all right, Alan, gave me the double thumbs up. I was like, oh, my God.
Straight on the phone to whoever would listen.
I know. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Samsung, Expedia, and Sephora. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever complain? And if so, what gets on your nerves?
Well, my husband is the complainer.
Do you wind him up or does he complain by himself?
No, I think because I'm a face or recognisable, I really try not to.
You can't.
I'm like, it's fine and it's fine. But he will step forward and then I get him bright red. Yeah. And then, that can be quite hard.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I think I would rather just try and put up with whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But no. What gets you go, smelly room? I don't like a room by the lift. Now, you know what? Jess Glynn was on here and she was saying, and I realise now why she was complaining because it's a long walk to the lift, which, you know, she'd say, but I think they put people right at the end of the lift, get away from the lifts, don't they?
Because people come in and out and then then they stand outside lifts. You know, like at the end of the night, I agree, at the end of the night, they come out of the lift and if they're on the same floor, they'll stand talking outside the lift before they go to the... So many times I've wanted to go, excuse me, can we wrap it up?
And I hate communicating doors. When someone comes in and they think the room to my door is the bloody closet and I can hear the knob rattling like that and I'm like this. Ah! but I know they do it once, but there was one...
Interconnecting. Yes, I love communicating doors.
I felt like very Noel Coward. I was there having a cigarette holder. No, and he was rattling me knob. And I was like, rattling me door knob. Stop, this is how rumours start. But it was like aggressive. And when once you've done it once, you realise it is a door. But it's terrifying.
It
as a single man by myself.
Yes. Yes, love. No, and anything to do with the room, I've stayed in some dodgy places. So the worst one, I think, naming no names, but it was while I was doing Gentleman Jack, and it was in the north somewhere. Mm. There was a picture of a horse who had his one, you know, who had his teeth out. That was clearly a photograph that they'd had blown up and put in. And then there was like,
sorry, it's making me laugh already.
I think I've got the pictures of this room, and then it was called the honeymoon suite. Mm-hmm. So it had net curtain over the bed because they'd made a, you know, like a thing.
Like a veil, for like a bridal veil.
Yes, and put it over the bed up top. Yeah, it was, and then they put like a wooden chair and table in the corner because that's where you would have your breakfast. But yeah, it was literally from your nana's kitchen from 1960. It was, yeah, that I didn't have a bath in that.
No. There's some places you go, I'm not having a bath in it.
The full pyjama and everything when you're in the bed going, oh my God, am I touching anything? I hope I'm not touching anything.
I stayed at one, and this, I think I've said this before, but I went on TripAdvisor. It looks shit in the photos, and that's always the thing. You can't even make it look good in the photos. And then the top TripAdvisor was 1 star, rats in bold. And I couldn't sleep because I could hear a rat clawing through.
Why did you book it?
Because there was a massive concert going on. I was gigging up, I had to come to London. And, you know, because you've got a tour manager, they've got rules now. You can't, like the good old days, whip them on the back and say, get me to London. They've got rights. So he needs to sleep. So I'm on the thing, and we find this one off the motorway.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. And, yeah, and I went, oh, let's have a look. It can't be that bad. Rats in bold.
And you did stay there?
Yes.
Oh, my
God. In my clothes.
Oh, of course.
And, of course, there's no bar there, so I couldn't even get pissed that I could slip into a coma. Sober with rats.
Horrible.
Oh, anyway.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Well, listen, we're just about to start our descent. We've got time for a quick fire round.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I'm shit at these.
Oh, no,
my brain doesn't work, but yeah.
You can't, love. Mile High or I'm Too Shy?
Oh, I'm Too Shy.
Good. Travel insurance, I'll take my chance.
Travel insurance.
Good. Bungee jump, no, gives me the ump. Are you quite adventurous? Will you do a bungee jump?
No. I do. I'm quite adventurous, but no, it gives me the hump.
Okay. Mm-mm. Alcar or Alcatraz? Would you rather go to prison or go on holiday with Alan Carr?
Oh, prison. No. Of course, on holiday with you.
And throw away the key. And then last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Are you quite a good tipper, or do you go, I will never see you again, you're not getting my money?
I'm a confused tipper, so I either go way over the top because I think, oh shit, I've not been tipping enough. So the one or two people will probably get
at the
a
end.
Lot.
You go, yeah, you're like Brewster's Millions. Take it, take all my money.
Because I've forgotten, or yeah. I go to the cash point and then I start, yeah, doing yeah. that.
America's a minefield. America is a minefield.
Talk to me about that. Oh. I don't understand it.
I mean, what I'm like, and this is not. I've worked in a restaurant. I've been there. I don't. What am I paying for?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I would rather, yeah.
Who's paying their wage? Surely they're getting a wage.
Yeah, you tell me what it costs and I will pay. And tell me what, add the tip on and I'll pay that as well.
Yeah.
But I don't want to decide.
No, and I've got 25% or 20% on for a cup of tea.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, or Starbucks when you go in and you order at the counter.
Yeah.
And then it says, would you like to tip? So I always do. Yeah. I think, well, you're looking at me. Yeah. But I think, well... But I've just ordered. You've given it me.
My friend told me his friend, he said it was a funny story, but it just sounded really malicious. He put like $1,000 at the tip and then went, delete, back down to $1. And I was like, that sounds so twisted. It's like the man who invented the Saw movies.
They're all leaving work.
Yeah, yes. I mean, you've got a lot of time on your hands to go, 1,000, delete. I was like, yeah, I get it, but I'm very busy.
Yeah.
I haven't got time to play mind games
with the
person.
I'll stick to Boosters Millions, I think, for the one
person. I haven't
got
time to play mind games with a woman at Starbucks.
No.
Thank you so much, Saran.
I'm going in for the matchmakers.
God, and have some more Quality Street, please. Mm,
gorgeous.
You will be invoiced.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you, Saran. That was so much fun. And don't forget to check out Vigil on BBC iPlayer. Thank you to all our frequent flyers. We so love having you on board. Remember, guys, life's a beach.